Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh
or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
And if you have one of those kids that has to just blurt out everything that's on their mind,
no matter what it is,
you're going to relate to her call here in just a couple of minutes on distance learning drama. So hang on. Yeah, we do this every Wednesday because we feel like you need it.
Yes.
Because you can't start drinking at 7:41 in the morning. So instead, why don't you just like call us and kind of get it off your chest. Jess, how would you define what distance learning drama is? Like, what are we looking for?
It's basically just us venting to each other and talking about the funnies and the embarrassing moment. I think my favorite story from last week is when a wife called in about her husband who, like, farted in the background when their daughter was in class, and the entire class heard it and thought it was her. So mortifying, but like relatable because we're all at home and we don't know how to do this.
Right.
So we just want to talk about it with you.
410-583-1065. You can call us or you can text us. Hey, Mara from Dundalk. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Give us your distance learning drama. What's going on in your house right now?
You will not believe how smart 5-year-olds are.
Like, that's awesome.
Absolutely loved playing games on the computer. And so when it came to distance learning, I thought, you know, she's going to love it. It's going to be so easy because she's so great at it.
Yeah. Right.
But she actually hated it. And she would throw fists and tantrums and she wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was really excited because she just started doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, where to go? I got this down. I'm so proud of myself, so proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I get this bill for $150 on my credit card statement because she's been playing Roblox. So the reason she's been going to distance learning.
I'm sorry, she's doing what?
So Roblox is like this little game that my nieces are obsessed. And I know what you mean because every time my niece Maya, she would go to my aunt and be like, Mom, can I buy this? And I didn't know what she was, I didn't know exactly what she was buying, but I know that you have to pay for things on that game.
So like, you thought all of a sudden you're like, oh my God,
she's been quiet
out
in her room.
This.
And this whole time she's just been playing and spending your money.
Yeah, she's been in her room. And the most bizarre thing is that I would go in there and check, and she would just be, like, very active. And I would try to talk to her. She'd be like, Mom.
I'm busy.
And I was like, oh, this is hard. Like, you know, I legit thought she was doing all this work. And the whole time, this kid was playing a storm.
I mean, okay, let's look at the positive in this. Like,
that's funny.
She's very creative, right?
Yeah,
like,
she took initiative.
Like, she was able to, like, figure that out all by herself, you know? Like, let's look at the positives, Mom. This is not a complete loss. Not a complete loss.
You know, and Roblox, they won't refund your money.
That's what I've heard.
No, they will not.
I've heard, Apple won't give you back your money if your kids charge it on your card.
Of course not, because I'm sure that this happens all the
time. Right. Wow. Okay, so parents, watch out for that. Watch out for that one, too. Hey, Mara, thank you so much for calling us.
Because
410-583-1065. Alina from Carroll County, hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Give us your distance learning drama that's going on in Carroll County right now.
My son is so funny. He's adorable. He just got into the first grade.
Okay.
Every time he has to go potty, he tells the whole Zoom class and announces it. I mean, he doesn't raise his hand. He just unmutes and says it like, this is an announcement. Here.
Yeah, like I have to go potty.
Literally, a proclamation. Exactly. Yeah. It got so bad. I literally got an email. Two emails, actually. I was like, okay, calm down. He's in first grade. Yeah. You guys need to be able to handle this.
Yeah, he's like six.
Yeah, like, what the heck? I know. He's adorable. That was kind of a funny thing that happened. I'm in the house, obviously. We're all working from home.
Yeah.
So it's funny that he's not telling me. He's just like, okay, I'm going to announce this to the world.
To go handle it
like a big boy.
And I know you were saying while we're talking to you off the air that you actually got like an email about this, like from the teacher kind of scolding. That could actually be a good reason to get people to call in too. 410-583-1065. Why have you already gotten an email from your kid's teacher this year about their discipline? Like, what was that about? Because I feel like those would be good. Like, if you're trying to find like a jump off point of why you should join this conversation right now, because we've been doing this now for what, about 6 weeks, I guess. If you already received an email the first 6 weeks of school of the distance learning from your kid's teacher, and then we want to know what that's about, too. So 410-583-1065. Good luck with that. I don't even know if it's potty training, but I guess just the proclamation.
Of
where he has to go.
Of course.
Yeah.
It sounds a little morbid, but honestly, it kind of has like a whoa outcome. So hang on for that. We're Kramer and Jess. Let's go ahead and wrap up our distance learning drama for the week. We're just asking you to call in and tell us the soap opera that's going on in your house, all because of distance learning. 410-583-1065.
Listener Christy just texted us and she said, I am both a teacher and a mom. The funniest distance learning drama she has as a teacher is when her middle schoolers take the iPad into the bathroom and forget to turn the camera off.
Oh, no.
They just take it in there.
Yeah.
As a mom, her 7-year-old daughter turned off her camera, went and got herself lunch, ate it, and then turned back on the camera when Christy and her husband are in meetings, even though they told her that she has to wait. She's 7 and she's already too smart for them.
Smart. Way too smart. Whitney from Howard County, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you doing?
We're good.
But the question is, how are you doing?
Yeah, the real question is, it's not about us right now.
I'm not so good. Well, I made a discovery the other day, which is that I have a son, he's in 10th grade, right? And he's 14, and he's doing online, like his school is online. And so on one of the Zoom days, you know, I go into his room just really quick to grab his laundry, and I see that he's like laying on the bed and he's not at his computer. He's not even looking at the screen. He's like doing whatever he's doing on his iPad, right? So then at first I was like, is the teacher just not making sure that the students are at school?
Oh, yeah,
like, what's
weird.
Going on?
Yeah.
Right? But then I went up to the computer to investigate, and I see that his face is in the little square.
What?
Like, the teacher can't tell that he's on his bed. Yeah. He somehow looped. He, like, made a video of himself. I don't know. And
Wait. I'm confused. So, your son's not on the screen, but he's somehow, like, infiltrated the system to where he's projected a video of himself to appear to be on the actual Zoom call or whatever?
Yeah, you like hacked the system. I don't know. You know, teenagers, they like, no, computers better than us. Like,
I am so shook just, like, right now.
That is genius.
I'm not even shocked because like all the things that kids are doing nowadays, but I like that is hilarious.
I would have totally have done that back in the day. I was always trying to cheat the system. I was that kid, right? Like, if there was a way to like get around doing homework or something, I would find a way.
They won't take out the trash, but they can figure out a way to record themselves and put it online. And what in the world?
He spent 146 hours just trying to figure out how to make himself not appear on the screen.
Amazing, but also terrible.
Wow. Okay. I'm not mad about it.
Does your son want to work for us? He sounds very skilled.
I can't get a printer to work around here, you know, that's a funny story. Thank you so much for calling us. Good luck with this too. God bless all you parents right now.
Thank you.
Now Kramer and Jess mornings on Mix 106.5 WMX HD1 Baltimore,
a radio.com station.
It's New Morning Fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah. Was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay. Happy hump day, everybody. Welcome. Hey. Welcome to the show. We're actually 30 seconds early. How about that?
Today.
Right. Usually we're about 2 minutes late.
Barely trying to catch up.
I'm impressed. Welcome to 6 o'clock club. If you're brand new, it's okay. You can be a member.
No Costco fee here, friends.
Nope, you're here. it's people that are awake right now here in Baltimore and around the country listening at radio.com. That are awake before the sun.
Yeah.
And we're a special group of people. We are a glutton for punishment. And so what we say is like, just text us. Let us know you're up. Let us know what you're doing this morning. And we'll give you a shout out on the radio. 410-583-1065. Anybody already up texting?
Oh, yeah. We have to shout out our girl, Kim. She was the first text this morning, and she always tries to beat Johnny E. Johnny E, you were right after her, Johnny though. E. Don't even trip.
Wait, what time would Kim's text come in?
Kim texted us like 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Kyle. Johnny E, Shayla, Julie, good morning.
We got to start seeing who's like the first person to text in.
I know.
I feel like it's
usually Johnny E.
Johnny E, you got to wake up 5 minutes earlier, man.
Get your coffee.
Get this thing going. I was so disappointed last night. There's not a lot of men that would be disappointed over this.
Oh, yeah, you were upset.
Men might be disappointed, like, let's just say if you were, you know, you missed a Ravens game or something.
Yeah.
Not me. So last night, I've been pumped about the premiere of The Bachelorette, right?
You've been looking forward to this for a very, very long time.
Listen, I know it's garbage TV, and I know it's, like, made for women, but I get sucked in every season.
The drama.
And then halfway through the season, I'm like, why am I watching this? And then, the dramatic twist happened. I'm like, I can't give up now. Now I gotta watch.
You're connected.
So, Claire's season started last night. I'm pumped. I sit down. But at 7:55, I'm still doing my podcast. So I'm
sits down with this Chihuahua Kiki.
Yeah, I was gonna get ready. I was like,
ready.
I'm gonna go DVR this so I can, fast forward through commercials and not waste as much time at night. I go out to my DVR, turn the TV on, go to the, type in The Bachelorette. There it is. Boom. Hit the record button. It's like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just want to record the season. And it's like, no.
You can't.
I'm like, what? I found out that when I was moving so fast, like trying to get my house set up, I did not get a DVR from Comcast.
The whatever feature that you needed.
And then I realized nobody wants to watch TV in real time.
No.
It's the most ineffective thing. So I didn't even watch last night. I didn't even try to watch it.
You missed it.
Or I didn't have control over it.
Oh, really?
No, didn't even try because I knew I wasn't going to be able to fully focus on it.
You're being a brat.
And why? I don't want to sit through commercials.
Get over it.
I don't want to sit through commercials.
So you missed the whole thing.
So I missed it. I would rather, this is what I decided, I'd rather watch it on demand today and like have no idea walking into our morning show today. I know.
You're being a baby about it. I use my friend's Hulu login account so I can watch it a day later and it has commercials in it.
See,
because that's what I got to do.
I would honestly rather watch it on Hulu than in real time, though.
But my friend doesn't have the one with no commercials, so I still have to watch the commercials.
I would still be better than that, than having to sit through commercials on TV and watch it in real time.
That's true.
You know?
Because you don't know what you're going to get.
I don't know.
They're always trying to sell you something, and then they tell you about these medications that are like, the side effects are,
it's like, I don't have 2 full hours to sit there and watch anything. Like, let me just, and I need to pause it. I need to, come back to it. So, shout out to DVRs this morning.
You're so annoying.
Whoever created the DVR, it was a genius, and I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
All right, get the text coming, 410-583-1065. We start every show by doing the Baltimore Top 3. It's a top 3 trending stories here in the city and around the country. And Jess has got them for us.
Are you concerned that your kids are spending way too much time on their devices? Well, Maryland has come up with a new solution to help you out, okay? I'll tell you next, right here on Mix.
If your kids are glued to their iPads, we got a solution for you. Luckily, the state of Maryland's kind of stepped in. But this idea, I think it can help, right?
So
give us like 30 seconds and we'll get to that with the Baltimore Top 3. Good morning, first off. Thanks for waking up with us. We're Kramer and Jess. Say hi to everybody, part of our 6 o'clock club. Everybody texting in this morning so we can give you a shout out.
Good morning, Olivia, Irina, Pam. Good morning, Paul, Veronica. Kelsey is working at Amazon for Prime Day 2. Good luck, Kelsey. Someone said, good morning, I'm grateful and spoiled by DVR. Have a great day. Like, I have it and you don't. I love that.
Take away DVR, I promise you. And I try, there's like some things in life I don't want to pay to upgrade, you know? Like,
yeah.
Every time I have to pay like $2 over at Chipotle to get the avocado, I get frustrated with that.
Do you?
I do.
Why?
I just don't think it's necessary.
What?
I don't pay for other vegetables. Why would I pay for avocado, you know?
I know. But it's special, actually.
I promise you, take your DVR away for a month, and I promise you that $10 a month you pay for the rental or whatever,
yeah,
it's fine.
Two more. Good morning, Sean, and good morning, Shelby.
I want to talk to, who is the woman that works for Amazon?
Oh, Kelsey. Kelsey, can we call you?
Yeah, Kelsey, I want to find out how Prime Day goes for Amazon employees.
I guess I should text her.
Text her back and ask if we can call her, because I want to hear what that's
about. We'll call you anyways. I have your number.
Either way, 410-583-1065. Text us if you're up. We want to give you a shout-out this morning.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summit Townhomes at BobBoard.com. We were there yesterday. Beautiful. That place is magical. The Maryland Book Bank has mailed 39,000 books to 7,000 Baltimore City public school students through its Story Kit program. It's a unique program, and they had no idea that it was going to be this successful. Parents were asking for resources at home to help limit the time their kids spent on watching TV and on their devices. So each box includes 5 free gently used books that are hand-selected based on requests from the parents, including interest and category. The program is funded through donations from booksellers, and every kit goes out with a personalized handwritten message. To get these books, parents can fill out a request form online at mdbookbank.org, and I'll put that on our Facebook page too, Mix 106.5 Mornings.
I've been saying, like, I wonder how this time period is going to affect our kids long term, you know?
I know.
And I thought the other day, it's interesting you did the story, because I was just thinking about, I mean, kids aren't really in front of books at all right now, you know?
No.
Like at home, everything's digital
online.
And so
their poor,
like,
eyes.
Will they even know, like, pick up books? How much longer will books be a thing? I don't know if I'm overthinking this, but that's just where my brain's at this morning.
Yes. Dunkin' has introduced a new spicy ghost pepper donut just in time for Halloween. The spicy treat includes spicy ghost pepper strawberry dipping icing, and returning to the Halloween menu is the specialty spider donut. So it's a ring donut dipped in orange icing and drizzled with chocolate icing meant to represent the spider legs, and a glazed chocolate donut goes in the middle for the body of the spider. You can get these today at Dunkin' Donuts.
Sounds good.
Shawn Mendes is giving fans an intimate look into his life, and the singer will be the subject of a new Netflix documentary, In Wonder, debuting on November 23rd. The film will follow Shawn over the last few years of his life and journey, and is expected to feature footage from his last world tour across North and South America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. He shared on Instagram that he'd been working on this for a very long time, and he's so excited to share it. So it's coming out on Netflix. It's called In Wonder, November 23rd, just a couple weeks before his new album drops on December 4th.
I don't mind Shawn Mendes' music, but why do you think I don't care about him personally?
Listen, I saw his concert last year.
Yeah.
That boy can perform.
Okay, and that's fine. But do you, like,
but you don't care?
I just don't care about his personal life for some reason. You know, there's some celebrities you just want to know everything going on behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
With him, he's just one of those people that I'm like, okay.
But he's kept to himself, so I'm curious as to what he really is like, because I feel like he's not, you don't really see him talking a lot.
No.
You know
maybe this could be like a complete, like, whoa, you know, he's like,
yeah,
I have 15,000 puppies in my giant mansion and none of y'all have known because I ain't posted about it. Like,
we'll see. This is Jess, and that was your top three.
I'm part of a gang. Y'all
leave
don't
him
even
alone.
Know.
No.
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
He's probably like the nicest person ever.
Probably. Maybe that's why I just don't care about him. If you're nice, it's just not interesting.
Leave him alone.
I want to talk to Kelsey. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
You work for Amazon.
I do.
And today is Prime Day number 2.
Day
right?
2. Like, how are you? What's going on?
We just want to check in on your mental health. Kelsey's also part of our 6 o'clock club, and thanks for texting in this morning. But you're a picker over at Amazon, and you were kind of,
yeah,
describe what that means.
So basically, when people order things, I get their orders and I fill them to have them sent and packed.
Okay.
So you control everything.
Basically, we're the front line.
You are Amazon.
That's gotta be a hard job too. Just to try to keep up with everything and where
it is. Yeah. It's very difficult, especially
in the morning.
Like today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Very, very swamped.
Tell us what it's like to work in these last couple of days compared to every other day before. Like, how much busier is it? Is everyone, like, drained over at Amazon? Or what's the vibe?
Honestly, yes, like, the vibe was even more electrifying than it normally is.
Yeah. Aww. So it's good then.
Everybody is hyped up. Everybody is happy.
Good.
Everybody's like doing their best because Amazon is not just for essentials or for shopping. You work here, you're part of a family. Aww. They give you incentives. Like this week, if you work all week and your attendance is at 100%, you get a $100 bonus on your next check.
Dang, okay.
Yes, girl. Okay. Sign me up.
Well, I know that we're thankful because I had to order a dog crate this morning at about 3:45 a.m.
Did you really?
Did you shop yesterday at all, Jess, for Prime Day?
No.
Nothing?
Everybody? I will now. I want to because Kelsey.
Kelsey got to get her bonus.
Yeah.
Kelsey, good luck today. Thanks for letting us check in this morning.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, have
you
a good
too,
day.
Sweet girl.
Our battery. Return power, performance, and reliability to your car, truck, motorcycle, and more with Super Start batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
The biggest sale of the year. Regency Furniture's gigantic Super Saturday. When Regency cuts furniture prices this low, you'll save 50% off, plus an extra 20% off, plus free delivery. Don't miss Super Saturday at Regency Furniture in Catonsville and Glen Burnie.
This week at Giant, save on Purdue fresh boneless chicken breasts. Small packs are buy one, get one free. And there's still time to pick up fresh berries for fall baking. 6 ounce fresh raspberries and blueberries are buy one, get one free at Giant.
What up, friends? It's your boy P from the Priestley Family Studio at Mix 106.5, and we want to make sure you're ready to vote, right? Make sure to check your status and find out what'll be on your ballot at vote411.org. Get all the information over there. One of our most important duties is voting, so make sure you have a plan to vote, whether it's by mail or November 3rd in person. I don't care who you're voting for. Just make sure your vote counts. Get started right now at vote411.org.
Mix 106.5 traffic.
The trip on the BW Parkway gets complicated by a crash. Traffic is sponsored by Burlington Stores. Watch for the accident claiming some lane space southbound on the BW Parkway at 175. A delay comes with. If you'd rather make better time, 95 South runs better out of Elk Ridge heading in towards Laurel. You're issue-free on the Beltway. Traffic moves at speed on the outer loop up top and on the west side, too. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. That's Mix Traffic. I'm Liz Dravick on Mix 106.5.
Did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, if you only believe that anything can stop me, don't show up. I'm better on the other side. I'm all good already.
show up, don't come out, don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how, don't start caring about me now.
Michelle from Essex says that I have a crush on my coworker, but I'm not quite sure if he has a crush on me.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of telltale signs. Does he? Let's help her decide. Less than 10 minutes on Mix.
So don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh.
Charm City Secrets
on Mix 106.5.
Topic for you this morning, and just get it off your chest, is do you have a crush on a coworker?
Mm-hmm.
And do they know?
Yes.
They have no idea. Now, more important, let's Let's sum that up.
What?
And they have no idea.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about the ones that already have an idea that you have a crush on them. People are calling in like, I have a crush on my coworker. I'm married to. I'm like, okay, we got it. These are like the confessions.
Mad at you.
These are the confessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and this can be all kind of things. This can be, you guys can both be single. You may actually be married. And you just have like a light crush on somebody in your office. You just want to get off your chest.
It's
you
fun.
Could be 50 years old and you just got a crush on some 25-year-old boy in the mailroom. You would never pursue it, but you still got that crush, right?
What?
There's no wrong answer in this kind of equation, right?
Okay.
410-583-1065. We're going to talk to Michelle here in a second about her. Does this guy have a crush on me? Does he not? But first, we're going to talk to Steve on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing really well. Tell us the coworker you have a crush on.
So I work at HomeGoods, and there's this girl that I've had crush on since I was in high school.
Oh, dang.
We both went to the same school together, both rode the same bus together. We both graduated from the same school, but different years.
Okay.
Now we work together.
So you guys have known each other for how many years, more or less?
Almost 10 years.
Wow.
Number 10 years. Jess, advice on this. Does he even pursue it? Because I'm already telling you going into this, I'm not recommending anybody talk romantically to a coworker. But Jess is much more romantic than I am.
Well, Anonymous already also told me before we got him on that she has a boyfriend, too.
Mm. Okay, so makes it a little more interesting.
But how long have they been dating?
I don't know how long they've been dating.
Okay.
Does he do this? Does he take that leap of faith? She's a coworker and she has a boyfriend.
You know.
Now I'm saying double no.
I know. I know, because she's in a relationship. How do you guys have a good friendship?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
We talk all the time and stuff.
So what I would do is I would wait it out, because she is in a relationship, so she's not necessarily available. And I feel like if you are good friends right now, I'm sure that you don't want to jeopardize that, because you I know that you want her as a friend instead of not having her at all, right?
Of course.
Right. So I would just see if this relationship works out that she's in. I'm not hoping that they break up, but for your sake, I'm really hoping that they break up. And so when they break up, I think that you should just share with her your feelings and how you've been feeling, because can you really live your entire life just holding that in?
I mean, to say for 10 years, I will say that's a long time to have a crush and not to pursue anything.
And then,
it's almost like you can't even move on because you have these feelings for this girl. So,
right. Yes,
I would say we can all agree that don't do it now, but then like if it does happen,
just wait.
Why not?
And if she doesn't have those same feelings for you, just, you know, that's fine. You guys can continue your friendship, but I think if you just share that with her, you never know what could happen.
Okay.
So keep us posted. Great. I kind of want to hear how this story ends, too. So thank you. Thanks for calling us.
Call me when they break up.
All right. Will do.
Take care. Thanks, Steve.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Going to put her on the voice disguiser and call her Michelle from Essex. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Oh, wait, she's there.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so Charm City Secret today is who has a crush on a coworker, but they have no idea?
That is me. I have a crush on, so I work at like a delivery company. He doesn't work like in the store with me. He's one of the delivery guys that comes like a couple times a week,
Ooh.
Know, like the packages and stuff.
Okay.
It just sounds like a love story.
Yeah, right? This is already so romantic.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I get like excited when it's, you know, when he's
truck
gone,
pulls
he's coming
up.
And delivering.
Yeah.
He's super cute, but sometimes my problem is like sometimes I can't tell if someone's flirting or if they're just like being a nice guy.
But you don't know if he has a crush on you.
I don't know. Like, he'll do nice things. Like last week he actually brought me a coffee,
Ooh.
Which is like a really nice thing to do, you know. But then it's like, is he just somebody who's just spreads joy wherever he goes? Like, he's a nice guy, or does he like me?
Well, let's break that down. Let's break that down real quick. So, Jess, help me out here. Coworker, she likes.
Okay.
Brought her coffee last week.
Okay.
Is that worth going in for? Like, is that like the telltale sign? Because I just want to point this out, that the first week that we worked here, Tom, our boss, brought coffee to Jess every day.
I know, that's nice. He's
I'm
like
not
my dad.
Under the belief. Yeah, I'm not under the belief that Tom has a crush on you.
Tom is my Baltimore dad, yeah.
I would not go in on Tom, Jess, if you were
really.
I don't think that's an open door policy
and,
now.
And honestly, Tom is one of the nicest people on the planet.
So
he is just a good person. So it's like, is this guy like a Tom, or is he trying to
Would you recommend?
I want to say yes, just because I want a UPS love story. But
it's just so
okay,
hairy.
The thing that sucks too is I just want to tell you, like, go for it, right? But then when it comes to dating coworkers, what if he's like, nah, girl, I just wanted to bring you some Dunkin' because it was cold outside,
right.
And then it's weird.
And then
every
I
day
have
after.
To see him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
But also, you know what, Michelle? Just live your life, what? Queen. Like, just go for it. You know, just be like, would you like to hang out sometime in a park, socially distanced, you know, in a safe, whatever, whatever that looks like right now. Like, why not? If you feel something, just go for it. What do you have to say?
Because you can't poop where you eat.
I know, it's true. No,
and
I do agree.
That's the problem that I have. Now, again, we got plenty of calls this morning, too, saying the opposite. That's where love stories have started, you know?
Yeah, because you see that person all the time, every day. It's very easy to develop feelings when, you know, because you almost spend more time with them than anybody else, than your friends.
I'm not endorsing any call today with coworkers. I'm not. I don't care what the story is.
Listen to me, Michelle. I believe in love. Don't listen to him. He's jaded.
UPS
jaded. He's mad. Don't let him inflict his pain on you, Michelle. Love.
God, that's funny. Well, thank you for your secret this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
410-583-1065 for yours, too.
When I was young, I fell in love, we used to hold hands, man, that was enough. Yeah. Then we grew up, started to touch, used to kiss underneath the light on the back of the bus. Oh, no, your daddy didn't like me much, and he didn't believe me when I said you were the one. Every day, she found a way out of the window to sneak out late. She used to meet me on the inside, in the city with a sun on set. And every day, you know that we ride through the back streets of a blue Corvette. I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me, yeah. We can do anything if you put a mind to it. Take your whole life, then you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me a heart, cause I'm gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. We know that love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me.
17, and we got a dream to have a family, a house and everything in between. And then suddenly, we're 10:23 and we got pressure for taking our life more seriously. We got a dead end jobs and got bills to pay. Our old friends and our enemies. And now I'm thinking back to when I was young, back to the day when I was falling in love. He used to meet me on the east side, in the city where the sun don't set. And every day you know where we'd ride through the back streets in a blue Corvette. You know I just wanna leave tonight. We can go anywhere we want. Drive down to the coast, jump in the sea. Just take my hand and come with me. Singing,
we can do anything if we put a mind to it. Take your old life and you put a line through it. My love is yours if you're willing to take it. Give me your heart cause I ain't gonna break it. So come away, start it today. Start a new life together in a different place. Know the love is how all these ideas came to be. So baby, run away with me. Run away now, run away now, run away now.
Run away now, run away now, run away now. He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side.
He used to meet me on the east side.
She used to meet me on the east side, the city where the sun don't set.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and rock is so comfortable now. Been a heck of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment across from the park. Cooking wine in my fridge, still I'm not feeling great. Been a heck of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to go.
Here we go.
Let's go out with some bang. I'm way too young to lie here. Forever I'm way too old to
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a heck of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Ooty-la-dee-do, thank you all for coming. I hope you like the show, cause it's on a budget. So ooty-la-dee-do, yeah, come on, here we go, yeah, come on.
Here we go.
Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with some bang. I'm way too young to lie here forever. I'm way too old to try. So whatever, come hang. Let's go out. So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go.
The song is called Bang, and this is Mix 106.
Oh.
And we got $500 for you to win today from Giant Foods. We want somebody, and it could be you. It could be you. Pick up $500 from Giant Foods. We're playing Mega Prize Minute this morning. It's just not too much longer. What's it? 6:51 right now, so that would be 7:15, 25 minutes.
Ooh, okay, math.
Like that.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead, no calculator.
I want to catch you up on a call that we took yesterday, because today on the show, it's going to play out pretty interesting. And I want to make sure if you didn't listen to the show later on, that you kind of knew what was going on. Charm City Secrets, of course, the question today is like, who has a crush on a coworker, but they have no idea?
Yeah.
Late in the show yesterday, we talked to Missy, and today it's going to roll out in an interesting way. So listen to this.
So I've been working at an activewear store at this house in town center for the past couple months.
Okay.
And my manager, so like, I work out sometimes. I do yoga. I go for walks. But like, my manager is an ultra runner.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you know, like, their bodies are so insane.
Yeah.
Like, these people can run like 500 mile races.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like completely ripped.
Okay,
and
wait.
Vegan.
And vegan.
And vegan. Which so obviously he cares about the planet. Okay.
Okay, wait. So you take us to like the first time that you like remember seeing this guy. Like, was it an instant thing, or did it like grow gradually?
Yeah.
I remember I was sorting jackets and he's reaching up and I just see his arm and I was just like, okay. Now I know what I'm dealing with here.
Okay.
Okay. So you've been working there for how long?
I've been working there about 4 months.
Do you, from what you know about him, and keep in mind this is a manager, like, do you think he has feelings back for you? Is he even single from what you know?
That's hard.
I'm not even sure. I know he's single.
Okay, good.
I know he's single, but I don't know if he's into me.
Oh, I know. That's hard.
Would there be anything that might lead you into thinking he might be into you? Like any like touch of the, you know, just brush up against you?
Or like
you
guys stare at each other.
Yeah.
Like you're at the register. Do you guys have inside jokes or whatever?
We get along so well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He always smiles at me. Like he makes that kind of eye contact. So it just makes you feel like there's no one else in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're all tingling inside.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you, where do you go from here then? Because obviously it sounds like you're into him. Do you think you'll ever break that barrier of trying to go from coworker or, you know, not even coworkers, but like,
what do you want to do, Missy?
Yeah.
You know what? Like, I'd love to ask him out. Yeah. But I'm afraid. Should I text him?
Yes.
Or? No.
Yes.
No. No, you should not.
Missy, listen to me.
No, you, Jessica. Jessica?
Listen to me.
Jessica.
What?
No.
Let me tell her. Listen to me. Here's the thing. I think that you should just text him because I feel like
and
if
say
you feel,
what?
If you feel, just be, you know, you can be talking about the schedule. Just be like, so yeah, bring up the schedule and then just be like, are you busy on Saturday or
okay,
something
wait,
like that?
Wait. No, 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 no.
But
no.
Let me tell her
no,
why.
Okay, I get it. But hang on.
What if the mall closes up again and then she never gets to hang out with him ever
we
again?
We have to figure out how long. I mean, like, how often do you guys text? Because obviously you're on a texting relationship. Are you talking friendly stuff? Is this just work? Is it a group? Is it singular? Like, what is your text relationship?
But the vibe, though.
The texting is all about, like, the schedule and stuff.
Obviously, because she's in a group, but
if
they have a side.
Is it you solo, or is it in the group? Have you ever texted him solo before?
Oh, all the time. Like, if I'm running late or something.
Okay, okay.
Do you guys share funny jokes? Like, do you guys send memes to each other on Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Nope. We've definitely done that.
See?
No.
Exactly.
Nope. I'm saying this is a terrible idea.
No, just do
I
it.
Do not recommend. Okay, well, Jess, what would you say to him then that would be flirty enough, you think, to get a vibe back without? Y'all, we're in 2020. This year has already been crazy
exactly.
enough.
Exactly. So we why not need, just like, live your life since everything has been taken from us?
So what does she say then?
Just say, just ask.
For real, ask what?
Just ask. What are you doing this weekend? Do you, like, want to go to the park? There's something that's really cute going on Saturday downtown this Saturday at Charles Street. There's, like, a little, like, outdoor. There's a bunch of bars and shops and stuff.
So you guys invite him to go to that?
Invite him to say, I'm going out there. If you do you want to come? And then that way you can really see, because even if he just sees you as a friend, he could still accept. But that way, when you get him out of the mall environment, you'll really get to see, like, what the vibe is. And you guys are just hanging out.
I want to remind you, this is this woman's livelihood. Like, this is how she makes her money. And if this goes wrong, like, because there is a chance, you know, that he could, Missy, like, get this and be like, this is highly inappropriate. I don't want to date you. And then,
I'm only part-time.
Oh, see, Missy.
Okay,
Missy
so it's only
tripping.
Half your income. It's half
Missy
your income.
Missy ain't tripping.
So that was yesterday on the show, and we got to the conclusion that Missy did want to actually text him that information.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, though, it took an interesting turn. Now, today at about 8:55, we're going to give you an update with that. But listen, I know that's like super late in the show. Tomorrow morning, this time, you come back and we'll give you the updates. Now I'm just like invested. I'm invested in like their situation. You may be too. So
I know.
This time tomorrow on the show, okay? Baltimore top three on the way in a couple seconds. Top three trending stories.
Listen, if you get a call from an unknown number today, you might want to answer it because there may be a celebrity on the other line. I'll tell you who it is at 7:10.
Kramer and Jess.
Find them on social at Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Yo, with RE/MAX Community. If you're a licensed real estate agent and want motivated buyer and seller appointments with no cold calling or prospecting, I will guarantee that you'll make at least $100,000 in the next 12 months or I will pay you the difference. Visit pocket100k.com. That's pocket100k.com.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Shopping for appliances? You'd think there'd be a better way to get the answers and attention you need. And you'd be right. Shopping at Bray & Scarf beats shopping at the big box stores. Bray & Scarf is scheduling one-on-one appointments, which might be the best hour you've ever spent appliance shopping. It's a VIP experience with a Bray & Scarf factory-trained appliance expert, answering every one of your questions and helping you navigate today's appliance shopping environment. Our commitment to service matters now more than ever because COVID has created unprecedented appliance shortages nationwide. Talk to a Bray & Scarf expert about the popular brands you love, including KitchenAid, JennAir, and Whirlpool. With live video shopping sessions from the comfort of your home, answers to all your questions by phone, chat, or text, and now one-on-one appointments, we offer more ways than ever to shop safely and shop local. Get the undivided attention you need, especially now. It's easy. Start by scheduling your one-on-one appointment at BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
If proposing is on your mind this fall, stop by Smythe Jewelers Tacori Trunk Show this Friday and Saturday from 10 till 6 in Timonium, Annapolis, or Ellicott City. We'll be displaying Maryland's largest inventory of Tacori's world-famous engagement rings and wedding bands. A Tacori specialist will also be there to help you find that elusive dream ring. Plus, get 10% back in store credit with every purchase. It's bound to be the finest engagement event of the season. So mark Smythe into your weekend plans today.
With Metro and the best deal in wireless, whatever your goal, however you hustle, you can rule your day. Get two lines.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Sponsored by Bob Ward Homes. Check out the new Snader Summit Town Homes at BobWard.com. So this news just broke literally about 30 minutes ago. Today, Baltimore students and families can expect more details on city schools' plan to transition to a hybrid learning model. Baltimore City Public Schools CEO will provide an update on the next steps for reopening. Parents will have the option to transition to the hybrid model or continue with all the virtual learning model. The district said that they plan to give time to transition as well to the hybrid in-person model so students, staffs, and families can adjust. The hybrid model will use a schedule format where students will come to school in person for 2 consecutive days each week and participate in virtual learning for the other 3 days of the week. City Schools CEO will discuss the next phase of the reopening plan in more detail at 11 a.m. later this morning. This news comes after teachers and parents protested last night at the school board headquarters to send a message to the board that they're concerned about when they'll return to the classroom and their safety. BaltimoreCitySchools.org for updates.
Yeah, tomorrow, obviously, we'll give you the full update of what happened, but I'm sure there's got to be some parents right now that are like, thank God, get out of my home. But then there's got to be some parents that got to be apprehensive. You
that
know,
aren't ready.
We're starting to spike again. I don't know Maryland's numbers, but across the nation, they kind of predicted there was going to be a fall spike.
Right.
And we've hit it. And Jess doesn't have kids. I don't have kids. It's got to be a hard decision to make.
Yeah.
Not for some of y'all, though. Some of you are like, go. Wear your mask and go.
Kraft has dropped its Send Nudes campaign after receiving complaints from parents. Nudes spelled N-O-O-D-S, which encouraged adults to send free noodles to loved ones to provide comfort and make them smile. It was a tie-in with the National Noodle Day last week. In a video launching the campaign, former SNL cast member Vanessa Bayer made the nudes pun hard to miss. To be clear, I'm not advocating for you to send nudes to anyone, she said. Send nudes, not nudes. So some parents thought the ads could encourage children to send nude photos.
That's true.
They started freaking out, and the company said it just wanted the social media to campaign to drive people to send its product to family and friends, and 20,000 boxes were delivered. Now that the National Noodle Day is over, they took down the campaign and the video is nowhere to be found.
I wonder if they were doing that for attention, to be honest with you. There had to be somebody in a boardroom that was like, I don't know, guys, it's 2020. Things are real sensitive. Maybe we shouldn't.
I mean, come
on. Touch that one. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this story made me so excited. Oprah has been calling random people to encourage them to vote. So when you get a call from an unknown number, it might just be Oprah Winfrey calling. Oprah spent the day calling prospective voters in Texas to remind them to register and vote early. She hit a home run on her first random call, reaching a man who was so pumped up to vote and ready to help enlist others.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, Master
speaking. Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer calling about the upcoming election. And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going to vote and 10 being I'm definitely voting. What number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m. actually.
So that's super cool.
I would fall apart if Oprah called me. I would melt.
Yep.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
And
Mix 106.5.
Back to school time has tested your patience.
Brought some surprises.
But the teacher said I need a new iPad.
Made you laugh
or cry, depending.
It's distance learning drama.
Who needs a drink?
With Kramer and Jess.
And if you have one of those kids that has to just blurt out everything that's on their mind,
no matter what it is,
you're going to relate to her call here in just a couple of minutes on distance learning drama. So hang on. We do this every Wednesday because we feel like you need it.
Yes.
Because you can't start drinking at 7:41 in the morning. So instead, why don't you just like call us and kind of get it off your chest.
Jess, how would you define what distance learning drama is? Like, what are we looking for?
It's basically just us venting to each other and talking about the funnies and the embarrassing moment. I think my favorite story from last week is when a wife called in about her husband who, like, farted in the background when their daughter was in class, and the entire class heard it and thought it was her. So mortifying, but like relatable because we're all at home and we don't know how to do this.
Right.
So we just want to talk about it with you.
410-583-1065. You can call us or you can text us. Hey, Mara from Dundalk. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Give us your distance learning drama. What's going on in your house right now?
You will not believe how smart 5-year-olds are. So my daughter,
like, that's awesome,
absolutely loves playing games on the computer. And so when it came to distance learning, I thought, you know, she's going to love it. It's going to be so easy because she's so great at it.
Yeah. Right.
But she actually hated it. And she would throw fists in tantrums and she wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I was really excited because she just started doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, way to go. I got this down. I'm so proud of myself, so proud of her.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I get this bill for $150 on my credit card statement. Because she's been playing Roblox. So the reason she's been going to
for
distance learning.
I'm sorry, she's doing what?
So Roblox is like this little game that my nieces are obsessed. And I know what you mean because every time my niece Maya, she would go to my aunt and be like, Mom, can I buy this? And I didn't know what she was, I didn't know exactly what she was buying, but I know that you have to pay for things on that game.
So you thought all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, we
she's
figured this out.
She's been quiet in her room and this whole time she's just been playing and spending your money.
Yeah, she's been in her room. And the most bizarre thing is that I would go in there and check, and she would just be, like, very active. And I would try to talk to her. She'd be like, Mom.
I'm busy.
And I was like, oh, this is hard. Like, you know, I
legit
thought she was doing all this work. And the whole time, this kid was playing a storm.
I mean, okay, let's look at the positive in this. Like,
that's funny.
She's very creative, right?
Yeah, like, she took initiative.
Like, she was able to, like, figure that out all by herself, you know? Like, let's look at the positives, Mom. This is not a complete loss.
And Roblox, they won't refund your money.
That's what I've heard.
No, they will not.
I've heard, Apple won't give you back your money if your kids charge it on your card.
Of course not, because I'm sure that this happens all the
time. Right. Wow. Okay, so parents, watch out for
that. Money, but
watch out for that one, too. Hey, Mara, thank you so much for calling us.
For
coming safe. 410-583-1065. Alina from Carroll County, hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Give us your distance learning drama that's going on in Carroll County right now.
My son is so funny. He's adorable. He just got into the first grade.
Okay.
Every time he has to go potty, he tells the whole Zoom class and announces it. I mean, he doesn't raise his hand. He just unmutes and says it like, this is an announcement. Here, he.
Yeah, like, I have to
like
go
potty. Like a proclamation.
Literally, a proclamation, exactly. Yeah. It got so bad, I literally got two emails, actually. I was like, okay, calm down. He's in first grade.
Yeah.
You guys need to be able to handle this.
Yeah, he's like six.
I know. He's adorable. That was kind of a funny thing that happened. I'm in the house, obviously. We're all working from home.
Yeah.
So it's funny that he's not telling me. He's just like, okay, I'm going to announce this to the world.
To
go handle it like a big boy.
And I know you were saying while we're talking to you off the air that you actually got like an email about this, like from the teacher kind of scolding. That could actually be a good reason to get people to call in too. 410-583-1065. Why have you already gotten an email from your kid's teacher this year about their discipline? Like, what was that about? Because I feel like those would be good. Like, if you're trying to find like a jump off point of why you should join this conversation right now, because we've been doing this now for what, about 6 weeks, I guess. If you already received an email the first 6 weeks of school of the distance learning from your kid's teacher, then we want to know what that's about, too. So 410-583-1065. Good luck with that. I don't even know if it's potty training, but I guess just the proclamation.
Of
where he has to go.
Of course.
Yeah.
It sounds a little morbid, but honestly, it kind of has like a, whoa.
outcome. So hang on for that. We're Kramer and Jess. Let's go ahead and wrap up our distance learning drama for the week. We're just asking you to call in and tell us the soap opera that's going on in your house, all because of distance learning. 410-583-1065.
Listener Christy just texted us and she said, I am both a teacher and a mom. The funniest distance learning drama she has as a teacher is when her middle schoolers take the iPad into the bathroom and forget to turn the camera off.
Oh, no.
They just take it in there.
Yeah.
As a mom, her 7-year-old daughter turned off her camera, went and got herself lunch, ate it, and then turned back on the camera when Christy and her husband are in meetings, even though they told her that she has to wait. She's 7 and she's already too smart for them.
Smart. Way too smart. Whitney from Howard County, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you doing?
We're good.
But the question is, how are you doing?
Yeah, the real question is, it's not about us right now.
I'm not so good. Well, I made a discovery the other day, which is that I have a son who's in 10th grade, right? And he's 14. And he's doing online, his school is online. And so on one of the Zoom days, I go into his room just really quick to grab his laundry. And I see that he's laying on the bed and he's not at his computer. He's not even looking at the screen. He's doing whatever he's doing on his iPad, right? So then at first I was like, is the teacher just not making sure that the students are at school?
Oh, yeah,
what's
weird.
Going on?
Yeah.
Right? But then I went up to the computer to investigate, and I see that his face is in the little square.
What?
The teacher can't tell that he's on his bed. Yeah. He somehow looped. He made a video of himself at her house.
Wait. I'm confused. So your son's not on the screen, but he somehow infiltrated the system to where he's projected a video of himself to appear to be on the actual Zoom call or whatever?
Yeah, he hacked the system. I don't know. Teenagers, they no computers better than us.
I am so shook right now.
That is genius.
I'm not even shocked because all the things that kids are doing nowadays, but that is hilarious.
I would have totally have done that back in the day. I was always trying to cheat the system. I was that kid, right? If there was a way to get around doing homework or something, I'd find a way.
They won't take out the trash, but they can figure out a way to record themselves and put it online. What in the world?
He spent 146 hours just trying to figure out how to make himself not appear on the screen.
Amazing, but also terrible.
Wow. Okay. I'm not mad about it.
Does your son want to work for us? He sounds very skilled.
The printer to work around here, geez. That's a funny story. Thank you so much for calling us. Good luck with this too. God bless all you parents right now.
Thank you.
Wow, it took a little bit of a build up there. Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess, and we got 17 days till Halloween, which is gonna be weird this year, right?
Yeah.
But I thought we'd do some important Halloween updates because are we Halloweening or are we not? Are we trick-or-treating with the kids? Or are we not?
What do we want to do?
Are we doing Zoom parties or are we not?
Oh my gosh, could you imagine? Drunk Zoom parties for Halloween in costume.
That'd be a mess. I'm going to give you a second to think about this, but so a study came out this morning talking about the disproportionately popular Halloween costume in every single state, and I'm going to give you us and all the surrounding states in a couple of seconds. The one, though, for Maryland, wouldn't expect this.
Really?
Wouldn't expect it. Before we get to this, how do you feel about candy corn? Are you a fan of candy corn?
No.
I don't either.
It's plastic in your mouth.
If candy corn disappeared off the face of the earth, I'd be happy.
Hurts, but you know what? I used to tear it up when I was little, though.
But you didn't know better.
I know.
You didn't have a palate for good candies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
New survey's out this morning that says that the younger generations, the millennials and Gen Zs, don't really like cotton candy.
Because they're bougie.
Could see it go. But as you get older, the boomers... they're kind of into it. About 56% of boomers like it. That would be 1946 to 64.
Yeah.
It's probably your grandparents and maybe even your parents. And then, the Gen X, which is the mid-60s to the 80s.
Okay.
Seem to be a huge fan of it.
They love it.
They love it.
It has to be a nostalgic thing.
I'm just like, what?
Nah.
I can see that one go. Elvira speaking out about Halloween this year. You don't know who this was.
Tell me.
You gotta keep in mind, Jess is 27, so she misses some of these cultural references.
Yeah, tell me who this is.
Elvira is the mistress of the dark. I don't even know where Elvira started.
What?
But she's that girl, in case you don't know, she's the girl that you'll see, and she always is on Bud Light ads when you walk into grocery stores. She has large
chest area.
Okay. She looks like a vampire, if you will.
Okay.
But she somehow continues to make herself relevant every Halloween. I feel like this is her attempt to stay relevant. Because she's saying, like, since things are going to shut down, we shouldn't cancel Halloween. She put out a...
She put this
she's
out.
She's trying to stay relevant. She's out here.
She's hanging on.
She put out this parody of Madonna. Here, okay. I'll just let you listen. Hang on.
Ooh.
Of
Halloween.
Yeah. I like it. Can.
If they cancel Halloween.
I can't.
Because we're still a
party.
Hey. She just creeps in.
It would make me so mad.
What? It would suck.
Yeah, so there you go. Her 2020 attempt to, like, stay relevant in our minds.
She was popular, like, when you were little, and that was okay.
Look up her age. We Google Elvira age really quick. She's got to be 75 years old at this point.
All right, leave her alone. Let her do her thing.
There's no way. Like, even watch this video, I'm like, you can't be less than 65, is she?
Let me see. Elvira, how old are you? Age.
We'll get this study here in a minute by the most popular costume for Halloween. Just so I don't want you showing up to our Zoom party all looking the same.
What the heck? It says she's like 68.
Okay, I believe it. Yeah, so that's why you don't know. Okay, new study out this morning too, talking about our Halloween updates for this morning. So they looked at the most disproportionately popular Halloween costumes in every single state. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a couple. Virginia, by the way, neighbors next door.
Yeah.
Princess. Okay,
cute.
Makes sense. Pennsylvania, right?
PA.
The vampire. Okay.
Okay.
Ours here in Maryland. I don't get it. Try
is
to
it,
guess.
Is it a crab?
Not a crab.
What?
I mean, it's. I'll give you this. It is a. What do you call it? Superhero of sorts. If you will. Yeah. So what do you give it a shot?
Superman.
Not Superman.
Natty Bo.
It's not Natty Bo. Old Bay costume.
Old Bay.
I wonder if there is an Old Bay costume.
Oh, totally.
No, the most popular, the most searched Halloween costume in Maryland this year is the Flash. The Flash.
Okay.
Is it coming back?
I don't know, but people love him.
But, like, why of all the characters? I'm just curious why it's the Flash. So I'm just saying, if you're planning on doing some type of Halloween activity and you think you're creative being the Flash.
Don't be the Flash.
You're not, because it's the most Googled Halloween costume in all of Maryland, all right?
Okay,
so is it safe to ask out your manager? The answer is probably no. But let's see.
Let's see how it goes.
Yesterday, this time during Charm City Secrets, we talked to listener Missy, right? And she called in and said that she's got this crush on her manager over at the store. She didn't want to tell us which store, but over in Towson Town Square, right? Town Center, sorry. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know if she should confess it or not. Well, right after that, we get a call to change the whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
This update next with Kramer and Jess on Mix 106.5. I want to catch you up on something that started yesterday because it's going to kind of play out over the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. We started with a Charm City Secret that we do typically do on a Tuesday. What was the topic yesterday, Jess?
Who has a crush on their coworker that has no idea about it?
Got a bunch of calls. One of those that just came through happened to be a woman who we put on the voice disguiser and we changed her name to Missy, right? Mm-hmm. Not a real name. And she confessed about this crush that she has on her boss, right?
Yes.
And right after that, we get a call that kind of changed the situation because when we ended up talking to Missy,
I was like, you need to text him. Ask him to go do something on Saturday.
But this call changed everything. So listen to this update in case you missed it yesterday.
So I've been working at an activewear store at Towson Town Center for the past couple months.
Okay.
My manager is an ultra runner.
Oh my God.
Like, completely ripped.
From what you know about him, and keep in mind, this is a manager.
I know.
Like, do you think he has feelings back for you? Is he even single from what you know?
That's hard.
I'm not even sure. I know he's single.
Okay, good.
I know he's single, but I don't know if he's into me.
Mix 106.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jen. How are you?
Hey, Jen, we're doing good. What's going on?
I just was listening and I was thinking, why don't you guys get his number and call him and throw out the question that one of his coworkers is interested? Would he be open to her?
You think we should ask him?
Yeah.
basically not like blow up her spot, if you will, and not be like, oh, this one girl likes you.
Or maybe we could do like a survey. Like, we're taking a survey of how many people would date or whatever, and we just want your opinion.
Or like, is there anybody that you have like a common interest in?
Uh-huh. Would you be open to?
Would you be open to talking to this person or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at the end of that call, you know, in the movie The Grinch, like when his heart grows three sizes too big or whatever, mm-hmm. and he's just smiling on his face, it's like gigantic.
Yeah.
They just like came over me and I was like, that's genius.
Yes.
I love that. Not only is it like I'm super into the story, but it's also like great radio. So
annoying.
What we decided to do was we ran it by Missy afterwards. And we're like, hey, will you be down with this? She said, yes, we plan on doing it today. The guy, her manager, so I call him, right? Mm-hmm. And I pitched the idea. Number one, he doesn't want to use his real name. I said, it's fine. I just told him we want to bring him on the radio. We have something to talk to him about. He said, fine. He can't come on today because he's opening today. Say he's an open, whatever. We open a store, you know?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He opens today. Yeah. But tomorrow, he can come on.
Okay.
So then I call Missy back. I'm like, hey, Missy, tomorrow he can come on. You going to be into it? She's like, yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what we're going to do this time tomorrow. And we're going to bring him on. And he knows he's coming on the radio. He's not quite sure why. And we're just going to ask the question of like, is there anybody at your work you're possibly interested in?
Or would be open to.
Open to it.
Yeah, would you even be open to dating someone at work? We're going to kind of make it like a survey type situation.
Could go great, could go terrible. I don't know.
But I know, I'm nervous.
This time tomorrow, we're going to find out. All right, Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. There is a member of the Mix family whose birthday is today, and that's Priestley.
I love him so much. He's my favorite.
He's my favorite person in Maryland.
Yes, so no, hands right now, no, 100%. I love
him. He comes on the afternoons, you know, 2 to 6. He's been on the station for a long time. We're going to play a little game right now called Will He Answer, because
or if he is Priestley awake.
I don't know if he's awake at this point. I mean, I know it's like a little right before 9:30, but
he probably
like
wakes up at 10:01. If he answers, whole show
we want to give him like a just a happy birthday shout out, but I honestly, as I'm sitting here dialing his number, I'm like, I don't know
if he's even awake,
that he's even going to answer this call. So let's just
should we give him a call. Message if he doesn't
answer? Will do you think he'll answer or no?
Yes,
I hope so.
If he does, let's just,
birthday.
Let's just start singing happy birthday immediately. Cool. Come on.
No, I don't think he may not.
No. I wonder what his message thing sounds like.
Sorry, wait for the phone right there. Check it for me, brief message, and I'll get right back to you. Hope all is good. Thanks, Steve.
I love him so much. Okay,
at the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Priestley. Happy birthday to you.
I will say, because of your birthday, I think I just won free lunch from Jess. We played a game called Will He Answer This Early in the Morning.
Is he awake? And you are not, but that's okay because it's your birthday and we love you.
So good morning and happy birthday. Love you.
Bye.
Goodbye. I'm envious of his life sometimes.
I'm so, you know, he gets to wake up at like 11:30.
Come in, be the afternoon
coffee,
radio star.
In the Priestley family studio with his dog. Oh, I miss him.
Mix 106.5, go on to Priestley's Facebook page and give that man some love for his birthday, okay? So the hotline here in the studio is ringing. We just called Priestley, the afternoon guy. He didn't answer. We didn't think he would answer because he's a rock star.
Yeah,
right?
And he's sleeping, as he should be.
It's 9:30 in the morning. Why should any adult be awake this early in the morning? So I'm pretty sure this is him calling back. You want to see?
Hello.
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 Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Priestley.
It could have been 6 a.m., but we at least waited till 9:30.
Yeah, we weren't sure if you were awake. We want to tell you happy birthday because you're our favorite person in Maryland.
I love you guys. What a great way to start my day. Thank you.
Yay!
Are you honestly, are you still?
He's in bed.
Are you still asleep right now?
I'm going to give you the I'm wearing a t-shirt and very else little, and I'm still lying in bed. I looked over and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I better wake up a little bit before I actually pick up this phone.
He's like, I gotta be on, wake up.
Oh my God, can't even see straight. Where
slap
am
myself
I?
A little bit, slap myself a little bit. Dude, happy birthday.
I love you guys. You're the awesomest. Thank you.
Of course.
You got any big plans for? We played a game. I left you a voicemail a second ago. So we played a game called Will He Answer?
Yeah.
We thought maybe you were possibly still asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I won free lunch because of that. So thank you for not answering.
Man.
High five.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. From now on, just never answer when we call. Big plans for your birthday?
Brother, sister, I got to tell you guys, nothing. Benji just came up. He's like, you're awake.
Benji!
Probably taking him for a nice walk, laying low. It was funny. You know, they were like, do you want to go out for dinner? And I was like, you know, it's still 2020.
Yeah.
It's my COVID birthday.
Nope. I know. COVID birthdays have been really weird. I celebrated mine back in June, and I didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
I didn't. I just hung out around the house, and I don't think there's expectations to do anything big either.
Yeah,
you
just
know?
Relax. Spend time with the family. Enjoy your day.
That's it. That is absolutely it. So laying low, chilling, and just, you know, a little celebration. To be honest, I haven't even gone downstairs yet. And I know one of my biggest, like, our traditions here, kids usually make us, like, a handmade banner.
Aww.
And so I can't wait to go down and see it. I'll take a picture as soon as I do, and you know I'll post it.
Yeah, so post it so we can
you
see.
You legit live the rock star lifestyle.
He's the best.
You really do, man. And blessed in so many ways, as Priestley. You're blessed in so many ways, man.
Well, dude. Sister, again, I love you guys. This
love you,
just
man.
Gave me goosebumps. What a great way to start the day. Thank you. And now I'm going to go get my coffee.
Okay, you go, man.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hugs and love, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.